I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. Okay, so I started packing officially today. So I move out and get my own place again for the third time in my life in 6 days from today. So actually 1 week from today, I will be in my new place, but 6 days left here. So bittersweet, very excited, but I'm sitting here packing and I'm thinking about the last time I packed. Holy shit, is this even recording? I'm thinking about the last time I packed, the last few times that I've done where I've got them moved. So in 2021, summer of 2021, I wanted to move to Arizona. That didn't work out, so I moved to St. George instead. St. George, I would say, is a happy medium between northern Utah and Phoenix. So for example, if Phoenix is 120 degrees and Utah is 90, then St. George would be 105 or something like that. It's also very red rocky and very pretty, and it's great. So I moved down there, lasted about 5 or 6 months or so. So I can't remember the exact time frame. Then I moved to Phoenix, Arizona. So that's already two moves. And then I moved from Phoenix, Arizona to my very first own apartment. Technically still in Phoenix, but it was pretty much Glendale, Arizona. So I did that. So I was three times moving in 1 year. Then after 1 year in Arizona, I moved again for the fourth time to Colorado. And then I moved into my first unit, this is my second place that I've had all to myself. It's the nicest place I've ever lived, and it was great. It was everything I wanted, except for the fact that it was infested with roaches, and apparently it was the only unit in this brand new place that had roaches, and it sucks. And they were really shitty about helping me out, but they did offer me a new unit. So after living a month with the roaches, I moved again to the same exact complex, just a different unit. So you can count that another move, but it is what it is, very easy. So you want to count that as one, that's five moves. So we'll just say it's four. So we had so from home to St. George, St. George to Arizona, it's two. Arizona to Arizona again, that's three. Arizona to Colorado, it's four. And then I moved home, so to here. So it's four from Colorado to here, that's five. And that was in the span of 3 years. So from 2021 to... Or no, holy shit, 2 years. So from the span of 2021 to the summer of 2023. And yeah, so five times, 2 years. And then now we're moving again to my third place. That's my very own. And I'll be here for at least a year because I signed a year lease. And that never stopped me before. I've always paid to get out early, you know, pay the 2 months of upfront and then the lease break fee, you know, $5,000, whatever, sucks. But doing that got me to where I am right now, so I think it's a great, made great choices. So anyway, moving now, that'll be six times in 3 years. And this time I don't feel sad. I don't feel any other emotion than excitement and pride in my, you know, like I'm very proud of all the work that I've put in and how far I've come. Because the last five times that I was packing up those boxes and pulling that tape and stuffing all my stuff in boxes and putting as much as I could fit in my car, because I moved without moving trucks, without help, without anything every single time. If it fit in my car, I took it. If it didn't, I left it out. And so when I bought a bed, I would sell the bed right before I moved. If I bought a desk, I would sell the desk right before I moved. If I bought anything that was bigger, I would sell it right before I moved. Never owned a couch, never owned my own TV, never owned my own table, kitchen table or whatever, chairs, whatever. Never owned any of that shit. So, because I just didn't want the hassle of having to lug it around when I moved, and that paid off greatly. So, anyway, point of what I'm trying to say here is I'm doing that again. I'm packing the boxes and putting my shit away, and I'm not going through the motions of like, wow, I'm excited for this new chapter, kind of. I'm not going through the motions of like, oh, this was great. Well, maybe what I'm looking for is next. You know, it's the next place. And I'm not feeling those sad... I don't really know how to explain it. But what I am feeling is excitement that I have this new life, this new No, that's not the right word. I have this new perspective and a shit ton more discipline, and I know exactly where I'm going. I know where I'm headed. I'm excited for this new chapter with all these new additions to my life, which is the discipline and the direction and the focus and the determination to get to where I'm trying to go. And, you know, bottom line, just the direction to go where I'm going. Like, I'm just kicking ass right now. It feels so great. And it's a result of the commitment that I've put in, or the dedication and the discipline and the work that I've put in over the last, it's 9 months almost now. Matter of fact, I think it is, let's see, 9 months. Yeah, so I think it's just over 9 months now. So that's great. But I'd be in the same exact spot I was in 9 months ago if I just kept doing what I was doing. And so I'm very proud of that. So all this to say, I'm embarking on this new chapter of my life, getting my own place for the third time, the nicest place I've ever had, with a garage, with all the things that I need, and more than I need, actually. But I'm doing so with all these new, I already said that 9 times, so I'm just going to skip that. But it's cool, man. I'm packing these boxes, and I'm like, damn, dude, this is fucking awesome. I'm leveling up, man. And then that thought translates into, or that thought kind of goes into another thought, which is, okay, life's about to get a lot harder because now every single thing is my responsibility. Whereas right now, you know, people do the dishes around here. People cook meals. Shawnee, what's up? People, you're the only person in the family listening to the show aside from Carly. You guys do a lot of shit. And it's a lot of stuff that I don't have to do, like grocery shopping or taking the garbage out or vacuuming or, you know. So I have that luxury, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I don't give a fuck. It's a very luxurious opportunity, so why wouldn't I take advantage of it, right? So anyway, that being said, now with me getting my own place again, all the grocery shopping, all the cooking, all the attention to the bills and the water and electricity and the rent, and all the attention to cleaning and vacuuming and sweeping and making sure my house doesn't catch on fire and making sure all the doors are locked and all that stuff, all the typical shit, that falls on me now. It doesn't sound like a lot, but all the small things add up. And especially if I have to dedicate pretty much a whole day to meal prepping and grocery shopping, because I would have to prep 28 meals or so, because I would have 4 per day. So I'd have a breakfast, one at work, which is lunch, and then probably a small one when I got home, and then dinner right before I went to bed, and or after the gym, whatever, doesn't matter. And that's just so that I can get all my nutrients in and stay on the path of my fitness goals, which is just to get bigger and stronger at the moment. I have no problem adding fluff if it means I'm getting stronger and building muscle. So that's literally the goal. So if you were to ask me what my fitness goal is, it would be to just eat in a surplus and to lift heavy. That's my goal. I don't have any pound goals. I don't have any weight goals, or when I say pound, I meant for lifts, you know. I don't have any of those goals. My goal is to just push myself and to grow and to switch it up, to try things, and to leave the gym knowing that I pushed hard and gave it my all. That's my training program right there. And as far as diet, that needs to support that first goal, which is I need to eat a lot of protein, I need to eat a lot of calories, and I would preferably keep it as clean and as lean as possible. So that doesn't happen, but it is what it is. So anyway, that's that. So the fact that I have to do that and dedicate one whole ass day, because when I say one whole ass day, I mean 4 hours, because that's all the time I have between getting home from any of my jobs and then going to bed. So that's what's going to happen, and so that's a bummer. So the fact that just that alone takes up a whole day of my week, that's crucial. And so anyway, back to what I was saying, it's like I'm going to level up yet again. Life's going to get harder yet again by choice. You know, I'm choosing this. And why I'm saying this is nobody forced me to do 75 hard. Nobody forced me to do phase one. Nobody forced me to do phase two. Nobody forces me to do ice baths. Nobody forced me to go on mile runs at 1:45 a.m. in the morning. Nobody forced me to do any of this shit. Nobody tells me to do this podcast. Nobody tells me how to, nothing. It's all me. Literally everything that I'm doing in life is because I want to. And it's my desire to grow and be better. And so it's hard. But now I've adapted to the current level, which is the now baseline of my life. And that's great. But to get to that next level, I have to keep pushing. I have to keep going forward, right? And as Alex Hormozi says, that's why they're called growing pains. And if you're not feeling that pain or that I guess frustration or the stress or whatever, then you're probably not growing, because again, that's why they call them growing pains. So by intentionally putting myself into this new chapter of life where everything falls on my shoulders, I'm going to be faced with new challenges. I'm going to be faced with more and new stress that I have to figure out and that are going to make me better, sharpen me in every which way possible. And I'm very excited for that. So, because there's going to be a time, I'm calling it right now. So it's April 24th, 8:04 p.m. Happy birthday, Mom. If anybody knows my mom, please go wish her happy birthday. I don't even care if you listen to this in 2028 and it's December. Go wish her happy birthday. I don't give a shit. My mom's a fucking queen, so I love her to death. So happy birthday, Mom. You're the greatest. And I know you don't listen to these shows because I say fuck. So it's all good. But happy birthday. I love you. So anyway, so mark my words. There's going to be a day where I have to ship orders. I have to message 70 people. I have to meal prep that same day. I have to, record this podcast. I have to record the other podcast, Your New Norm, which is not out yet. And I have to do a couple other things. And that's going to be my normal life, right? Shipping some orders, recording this podcast, doing an ice bath, hitting the gym, whatever, and doing whatever else I got to do, researching or making ads or making content, whatever. Because I'm running this shit solo. It's all me. There's no other help. And honestly, as soon as I can get some help, I'll probably do that. I'd like to keep it professional. I'd like to keep it, whoever chooses to come and be the first employee or the first whatever, I don't know. Just got some high standards and I would hope that they meet them. If they don't, then they don't work here. So, and I say that now, but who knows what will happen? I mean, there's a lot that I don't know. I'm very ignorant to a lot, and that's fine because that means I have a lot to learn. And if I didn't have a lot to learn, then I'd be perfect, and that would mean that I would have no pursuit or passion to do anything because I've already gotten what I want to get. So it's a good thing you're not perfect. Side note. Anyway, can't remember where I was going with that, but I am just excited to get to that next level of life, whatever that is, whatever that looks like for me. So very much so looking forward to the challenge and growing. So. Hell yeah. So, that's episode 188, I think. I have no idea. I don't know, but it is April 24th, my mom's birthday. Love you to death, Mom. Please listen to these shows. Fuck's just a word, so love you. It's April 24th, 8:07 p.m. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.